Welcome to the Beauty and Bullshit podcast, where I'll be sharing some of my most interesting conversations with the people that I meet while working in the beauty industry.
We really the hardest down right there.
Oh, dang.
Hardest fucking EP to ever hit the fuck.
They gotta know this shit.
Y'all know what the fuck going on. Hey.
Nikki, what it do?
I'm popping shit, no, I'm the bitch, it's time to get it started. Hey, y'all walk in, they turn the heads, the gang just wrecked the party.
You know I got my soldiers with me, baby, we the army. And she ain't have to like my pick, I bet a nigga hoard it.
Welcome back to Beauty and Bullshit. I don't know what season this is. I don't know what episode this is. All I know is I'm trying to get back to business, so just bear with me, guys, but this episode is really not about nothing for real, but it's about something for real. It's just me chopping it up with one of my clients. As you know, the conversation was much longer than this, but I had to cut some pieces out or y'all will be here literally forever. You know, the audio is going to cut at the end, and I just want to apologize for that because, you know, the end of the appointment is the end of the appointment. So, enjoy. More to come.
You know, when you're doing stuff, you don't really realize, like, people are paying attention to you.
They're like, where's the podcast?
Yes, I have this one homegirl. Shout out to Gina. She's always just like, where the fuck are the episodes? And I'm like, they coming. I've just been doing so much.
Moving.
And just trying to get unpacked. Trying to get in my, interior decorating mode,
yes.
Which I never am in. Like, I don't know how to do that stuff, but I'm trying. Charity helped me a lot.
Oh, she did.
And she gonna help me some more. She don't even know, but she is. I mean, literally, I went to Home Goods and she was there and she just, like, told me everything to buy and I just bought it. I just took pictures of my living room and I showed it to her.
She was just like, yeah, this
will look really nice. She's like, are you going for dark? Or like, I'm like, no, my furniture is dark, so I want to make the space look a little bit more light. And she's like, okay, we're going to go with all the light accent, light pillows. I'm like, yep, mm-hmm. She's like, and these are really cute. I'm like, well, what do they do? She's like, they don't do anything.
They're supposed to go on your coffee table.
I'm like, that's my problem. I don't have anything in my house that doesn't do something.
Not you saying, what does it do? What
and don't do nothing. Do? It was like a vase and like, like wooden links. Go ahead and close. How you feel?
Good.
Wooden links. And I'm just like, what is this? And then she like took a bowl and put them all in the bowl and put them on the table and was like, look. And I'm like, that is nice. I would never think to do that. I just don't have it, but I'm trying.
So, before, was it just, like, extremely minimal? Like, you just didn't have much stuff out, or...?
Well, I have a lot of stuff, but it's, like, functional stuff, like, work stuff, like, paint, stuff like that, like... So, as far as, like, furniture, it's always just, like, TV, couch, rug, table. Maybe one painting on the wall. Maybe a table. Like, yeah. Just, I don't know.
So if you didn't have a table, where would you, like, put stuff that you needed to access? Like,
under the TV stand or, like, storage spaces. I have a lot of storage spaces.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of stuff.
So you have, like, a lot of, like, closed off storage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's really, like, ridiculous how much stuff I have. I need, like, a warehouse.
Oh, damn. That much stuff?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I don't know.
For, like, your painting and stuff?
Painting, resin, Cricut.
Oh.
It's stuff just everywhere.
I just be crafting, honey. I have a lot of craft stuff too. It is. It's a lot when you.
It accumulates. Yeah.
So you do have to have like a room, storage, like all that.
I'm trying to get into actually making my house look nice.
Oh, girl, that's nice. You're nesting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I have to say, I'm enjoying it. I don't want to do it again though. Not trying to do it again. I sold a lot of stuff when I moved though.
Oh yeah.
Got rid of a lot of stuff. I still got stuff to sell, but I don't like using these online platforms anymore to like sell stuff because it's too many scammers. And I can't keep up. I don't know what be going on. I'm getting to that age now where might be getting scammed. So,
all right. So has that happened to you since you've been?
I mean, they tried. A couple people have tried.
What
like,
they do?
So they reach out. It's on Facebook Marketplace. So they reach out and they say like, "Is this still available?" And of course, I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, okay, so I just want to make sure this is a legitimate, like, you know, sale. So can I send you this 6-digit code? So I'm like, a code for what? And they're like, just to make sure it's a, you know, secure thing. And I'm thinking, okay, well, somebody's trying to be secure. But before I answer them, I went to TikTok. And I said, TikTok, tell me if this is a scam. And guess what? It was a scam. And I'm like, so. And then you could tell, like, the person was just getting, like, testy about the damn code. Like, I'm like, is this a common practice? I never heard of this before. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can I send you the code or no? And I'm like, no. Bitch, since you got attitude.
What the hell? What were they? They just trying to say they gotta send you a code to make sure you're legit.
Right.
That doesn't even make any sense. That's why you went to TikTok.
Yeah, that's why I was like, something about this is fishy.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, no, I don't know about this. Then, like, somebody reached out to me for my vanity table. Mm-hmm. And they're like, is this still available? And before, like, I even went to their profile, I'm like, yeah. Then I go to the profile, and it's like, it's a dude. And I'm like, well, what the hell would you want with this? I'm like, what? Either y'all trying to scam me or sex traffic me, and I don't want it. So I might just take the shit to Goodwill.
Maybe he wants to give it to his
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't do business with men. I don't do business with men. Y'all too unhinged.
Yeah, that is true. You never know. Well, shit, sometimes the women be setting you up like that, too. So
yeah.
You gotta watch them, too.
That's true.
You gotta watch every... But that's why you just don't want to do it, period. Right?
Yeah. About, you know, I feel like I got a better chance of whooping a woman's ass.
True.
Man, I'm gonna be knocked out cold on my way to damn Guatemala somewhere.
Yeah. Because I know you said you like to, you know, tussle.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't scared of a little tussle, so it's just like, well.
I can see your little ass down.
I am not afraid of a little tussle. Mm-mm-mm. When it comes to a man, you just know you can't beat no man.
Yeah.
You getting beat up.
And like you said, on your way to wherever.
Wherever, you know. Mm. And I had like a 800 number call me last week, and I didn't answer it. Like, I just sent it a voicemail, and then they called back, and I sent it a voicemail, and then they called back, and I sent it a voicemail, and I'm just like, why the fuck do they keep calling back? I've never seen this before. Right. So, of course, I take the number, put it in Google, scam number.
Oh, my God.
I said, had I answered the phone thinking it was an emergency, they would have got my ass.
Yes.
Because it was a PayPal scam, basically trying to tell somebody there's something wrong with their account and, like, verify their account. And I would have fell for that shit because I'm working and you called me 3 times. And had I answered,
like, oh,
I would have been like, fix this because I don't have time to fix this. I'm working.
Right.
They would have fixed themselves right to my money. It pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, yeah. They're getting creative now.
And I just feel like they need to just put all of that creativity and just figuring out their own thing.
Right.
Like, stealing from people. Whenever you steal something from somebody, you can't ever enjoy it. It's going to get broken. It's going to get stolen. It's going to get something that's going to happen to it because you shouldn't have it.
Right. That's how, like, most people look at it. But I think they just feel like, I'm going to just do whatever with this.
I remember, I was in middle school, 12, 13 years old. And I used to steal from the CVS on my way to school and on my way back home. Not every day, but if I wanted something, I took it. Which is just a far cry from who I am now.
let's just say that.
But one day, I'm with my best friend and with one of her friends. And we're walking home. And we stole some, like, sodas from the CVS. And so we get out the mall. We, like, opening the sodas and drinking them and stuff. My friend's friend knocks the motherfucking ginger ale out of her hand and says, "When you steal stuff, God won't let you enjoy it." Bruh. I would have fought her.
Oh, my God. Damn.
She was like, she wasn't playing with us either. She was like, "Do not steal nothing when you with me. Because I will smack it down. I will throw it down the street.
God will not let you enjoy it." And smacked it out of her hand.
Smacked it onto the ground. Yeah.
Damn. Did y'all learn a lesson that day?
I did. That stuck with me.
You did?
That's why I really feel like when you steal stuff, you don't get to enjoy it.
Okay.
I stole something and it broke 5 minutes after I walked out of the store.
Were you like, "Oh, damn"? Or were you like, "See, that's why I stole it, because I knew it wasn't"?
No, I was really like, "Damn, I should just stop stealing shit if I want to have shit, because clearly God's not going to let me have it." Down to the niggas. If you steal a nigga, God not going to let you be happy with him.
Yes, I always think about that.
Don't
too.
Steal nothing.
Like the, you know how like people get together because they... From like an affair, yes, and then it's always like, and then a lot of times like the woman be all suspicious of it, like, "What you doing? You used to do that feel like, well, you did it to somebody, so now
it's happening.
Yeah,
to you,
exactly. Like, you can't be mad.
I mean, because in my eyes, the objective should never be to steal the nigga. You get in a test drive. You know what I mean?
A test drive.
You're getting test drive. So I just feel like once you get in your mind that you finna take this, that's where it gets messed up at. Look at what he doing to this girl. Right. You really want to be with him like that?
Right.
No, the goal should be to have fun. If that's what you're going to do, be safe. Play your role. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Once you get to the place where you want to take the nigga, it's time to get out.
You already know he's a liar and a cheater.
Right. So. It's time to get out. Mm-hmm. You done started putting your clown makeup on. I'm going to take, going to have this man. Wake up.
I haven't heard this song in a minute.
I used to love this song. And my mama used to gossip about the people. We do this now when they sing songs. And we like, that must mean he cheating on her. He must be beating on her, honey. She says a stranger in her house. My mama used to be like, and she married to Grant Hill. You know when they don't win them games, they be mad. Probably in there beating her up, honey.
Oh, damn.
Now, look, they've been married a long time.
Since this.
Wait, you know?
This is old, so yeah.
I said, we be thinking we know people business, honey. She probably ain't even write this damn song.
Right.
We over here like she is calling out for help. To me, a blink twice. If Grant beating you up.
You in danger, honey.
Blink. Right.
Twice.
We know he's a big guy. Tell us if you need help. Speaking of blink twice, Britney Spears.
Oh my God. She needs help.
Britney Spears. I I just be so, like, shocked. Mm-hmm. I be so dumbfounded. I really just don't even know what to say. Because did we ever really know Britney? Mm-hmm. She might just be crazy like this. Normally.
What's she been doing lately? Her weird dances and...
Oh, yeah. The latest one was just like, what the hell, Britney?
It's crazy because everybody's like, free Britney, free Britney. Now she's free. Now she's free, Lord.
Like, it's like,
put Britney back.
Now she's free and it's like, Britney, are you okay?
I'm like, honey, you had your shot.
We thought you was acting like this because you was in trouble. This just how you act, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know she was beefing with literally every single person in her family. And her children and everybody.
I can't wait till her E True Hollywood story come out. So right? We can know what's really going on. I want to hear from Kevin Federline.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear from her kids.
I want to hear from Jamie.
Bitch ass. Oh, her sister. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear from her mama. What was you doing?
The dad supposedly was the...
Yes, yeah. It's like, Mom, where you at? Mm.
She said, do whatever the fuck y'all want to do. Mm-hmm. Was it Escape?
Yeah. Oh, they got a new show. Have you seen it?
Who, Escape?
Escape and SWV.
No.
Girl.
What's it on?
I don't even know. I think it might be on OWN.
What's it about?
Oh my God. So, you know, they did the verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after they did the verses, they said, like, people been, like, telling them, you know, y'all need to go on tour together, blah, blah, blah. So they basically trying to work out the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess what cities they going to do, like, you know. And who going to be the headliner? SWV, like, we ain't no backup singers. And they want to be the headline. Escape want to be the headline. The girl from Escape, Tasha.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me she want to be the headline.
Let me tell you about her. Let me just tell you about her. Because she got me mad. In the first episode, she got me mad.
Already?
In the preview, she got me mad. Because... they talking, first of all, she's not talking to her sister. I don't know why she's not talking to her sister.
What?
She said her sister body shamed her because she told her sister to kiss her ass. And her sister said, if you had an ass to kiss. So that made her feel some type of way because she don't got no ass or whatever.
Oh, it's just like, Lord.
Trying to make a molehill into a mountain, right?
All right.
Like, this is your sister, like, anyway. So... they talking about the tour and, like, how we can do this and we can do that. Blah, blah, blah. She's sitting there with her face set up. I'm not trying to do no tour until me and my sister have a sit down and have a talk because we ain't been talking. Da, 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 da. Then they talking about going to do something in the preview. And she's like, oh, I have a meeting about a record deal. Girl. Girl. Can we stop? Can we stop? Can we stop? If you can sing, baby. Ain't nobody taking that away from you. You can sing. You can sing. But ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. We coming to see the Temptations. Okay?
Right. Nobody's coming to see Tasha.
Nobody's coming to see Tasha. Unless she got Tiny, Tamika, and Candy with her.
Right.
I don't care if you and your sister is not getting along.
Tiny
just don't stand
and,
next to her.
Candy are doing it.
Same. Too? Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, first of all, you know, Candy is big money bags.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to put Candy in the corner and make her feel like nothing.
Mm-mm.
And she's like, this girl over here acting like she's Gladys Knight and we the Pips. And I say, yeah, this is going to be good.
And then what else? SWV. What are they?
SWV doing? Is sitting there looking at them like they crazy.
they're all still cool.
They like, yeah. They basically just like, it's about the fans. Mm. It's about the fans. Like, basically what they said was that, you know, Coco was trying to do her solo thing too, but they realized, you know, after they see all the love that they get from the fans, that it's really about they're better together.
Yeah, the fans want them together.
The fans want them together. They come to that realization. They doing it for the fans. Mm. Escape. I don't know what David Ruffin trying to do. David Ruffin trying to make it Tasha in the Escapes. Oh. Oh no, honey. So that was getting on my nerves. Then Tamika was saying that Tasha and her husband was stealing royalty checks from her.
Tamika said that?
Yeah, she said Tiny Mother called her and told her that they had started getting some new royalty checks for something. Mm. And they had been getting the checks, and she said, I haven't gotten the check.
Oh my God.
So Tiny's mother went and did the research, you know. Figured out that the money was being sent to her sister and deposited into her sister's husband's bank account.
What?
So she's basically...
So did the sister know about it too? Did Tasha know about it? Or was the husband doing it on his own?
Well, basically, that's what she's trying to say. Like, your husband stole my money. She's like, ain't nobody steal your money. So obviously, she knew something about it. Because she's trying to deny that it ever happened at all. And it's like, there's proof. So, yeah. And then the mama, she yelling at her mama, like, you don't ever have my back. When Tasha wrong, her and Rocky stole my money. Mm-hmm. And the mama like, ain't nobody steal your money. And I'm like, Well, they must have gave mama a stack. Or two, or three, or ten.
Right. Man, that's messed up.
Very.
Say, so, like, Beyonce, she could be out of the group and people still want to see her.
But yes. Like, and that's what I was saying.
No, you need to stay up in this. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, some people just have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and some people don't. So, that's just.
That's exactly what I said. She's
good in the group.
I said, looking at Beyonce, everybody who could see could tell that Beyonce was going to be a star on her own.
Right. Everybody could see
that. Yes. But Tasha, girl, you can sing. Right. You ain't nobody going to take that away from you. You can sing your ass off, but ain't nobody coming to see you.
Right.
Even Candy.
Yeah.
You know Candy tried to do her solo thing. True. Ain't nobody coming to see you, no. Candy.
What is it?
Legs and hips and body. It's not giving. It's not giving.
It was so funny.
If it's not Escape, we don't want it. Nobody asked for it. We don't need it. I'm here for her and Tiny writing songs for other people, but...
Oh, my God.
And they confusing. They confusing. SWV had their little, you know, okay, Coco, you want to go solo, like, boop, boop. Everybody said, Coco, we didn't come here to see you, and they okay.
And you're like, all right.
Every single part of Escape just wanted to just cut off and be two, cut off and be three, cut off and be single, cut off. Can y'all just sit down? We love y'all just the way y'all is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Just stay together.
And it might be broke behind the scenes, and that's y'all's business. But from where we looking, don't fix it.
But now, okay, so now, do you remember a few years ago, Escape, they did have like a little show because they went on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, and it was Candy. It was Candy who didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And now I understand why. Because, listen, I don't like when people talk bad about Candy. Because she's a Taurus and I'm a Taurus. So y'all can't talk about Candy.
Tauruses.
But I will say, we like things to be smooth sailing. We like the process to be smooth. We do not want to have to deal with no bullshit. And she knew dealing with Tasha, it was going to be some bullshit. She knew it. And she was like, I don't know if I want to do this. I got my restaurants. I got my kids. I got you know, my husband. I don't need this.
You already got plenty of money and lots songwriting credits and all that.
She said, I don't need this. She need this. So if she gonna come in here trying to act like she, you know, the biggest boss that you ever seen thus far, then we're not gonna do it.
I remember they were fighting over clothes, who was gonna wear what, and oh my god, it was a mess.
And I just feel like, I don't even know what happened with the clothes, but I'm going to say it's Tasha's fault.
Everything's Tasha.
Everything is Tasha's fault, because she just out here looking like the problem. Now, let me don't say that too loud. Because then she's going to be like, I'm not doing this. I would love to see the show. When it comes to D.C., I want to be there.
You'll see Escape and SWV.
Yeah.
Who's going to headline out of those two? Or are they going to, like, take turns or something?
I don't know how that's going
to
go.
No, neither one of them wants to be the opening act, I guess.
I feel like SWV should headline. And I love Escape. Mm-hmm. I love them both. But I feel like SWV just got their shit together more. Mm. I feel like, you know, it's going to be a show. Mm-hmm. It's no egos involved. They're going to bring it.
Well, who won the verses?
For the fans. They said SWV won the verses.
Okay.
But I don't remember. I don't even know if I saw that one or watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think I did either. Some of them are crazy.
Yeah.
What was the one that was? They kept talking. It was... There's so many of them.
The one with Nelly, I was like, his connection kept going out. He was very clearly intoxicated.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I did remember seeing
some of
that.
I said, is Nelly in the basement?
Oh,
who is going on?
Who did he go against?
Shit. I don't even know.
I do remember that where he was super really drunk.
Yeah, he was hollering all around. Bring it down to a five.
Have you seen him like having the young girls up on stage? Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my god, it's so creepy. I don't know why. Some young, it'll be, and it's like a thing he does, I guess, because it's like different locations, different girls, and he's really rapping or singing whatever to these girls and like touching their hair. I'm just like, well, what is going on here? Where is To Catch a Predator guy?
It's really
what
just
is happening.
It's that these men don't realize that they are old now.
But I mean, no, when I say, I'm talking about little girls. I'm not even talking about like 17, 18. I'm talking about 10, 11, 12.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's weird.
What they doing with... What?
I have no idea.
What's they having a back-to-school drive?
Right,
like,
right.
What like, they doing with Nelly?
Right. That's the big question, too. Like, why all of it? I don't know.
Mm-mm.
But they showed this, like, over... You know, that this is just, like, some kind of thing he does. I don't know.
Now I gotta go look and see what...
Yeah. Like, just do, like, Nelly with bringing little girls on stage.
Oh, what they doing there? I have questions.
Creepy.
What are the little girls doing there? Because you don't even know Nelly songs.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing here?
It's weird.
You wasn't around when E.I.E.I. came out. What are you doing there?
Yeah, yeah.
That was my song, too, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Know what he was talking about. underlay, E-I-E-I.
Oh,
my God. I love that song, though. I ain't even gonna hold you. I used to love Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
With his Band-Aid under his eye.
Remember he was with Ashanti?
Yeah, it's apparently people trying to say they done linked back up. And I'm like, no. I would not be linking back up with this man after he got into a public relationship for what, 8 years after we broke up?
No.
You're not going to bounce back to me.
Uh-uh.
No. It's been too long. Don't even talk to me.
She still looks good.
She sure do. Once the nigga comes into her life, starts stressing her out, she's like, she just better leave that alone.
I should be back on that. What is that? Shit. The whole foolish.
Yeah.
Should be back on that.
Should be back on them low rise jeans.
Oh, damn.
Because for real, when he got with that girl, what's her name? Chantel. The one who was dating, she was dating Mayweather. And then she got with Nelly.
Hey, I forgot her name, but.
Yeah.
Was it 8 years?
I think if it wasn't 8, it was 6. It was right around now.
Long time, huh?
And she was Miss Thickness. She looked good. She looked healthy. And I ain't going to tell you no lie. Nelly had her looking skinty.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She dropped a couple pounds. Something. I don't know. Maybe she just stopped exercising. I don't know. Uh-huh. But, you know, I always attribute it to a nigga. The nigga, the nigga stressing you out. You tired? The nigga stressing you out. You sick? The nigga made you sick.
It's always what it is.
That's just what it is.
It can't be her. No. Reversing her BBL or something.
No.
Apparently
That's a thing that's too a thing. Now, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like a white woman thing.
I mean, they didn't have no business trying to get no fat asses in the first place.
Well, this is true.
They didn't have no business. Because...
God.
Your bodies is not built for fat asses.
No.
Because if it was, God would have gave you one. Now you're out here looking like Aunt Booty. And.
Oh my God.
Now you're trying to reverse it.
Now you're trying to reverse
it. But you was trying to follow the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
They got the money to go back and forth and back and forth and back and
right.
forth.
Right. Whatever movies. Trend they want to do, whoever they want to cosplay as, they got the money to do this. But
I mean, really, because we done seen a lot of models get the BBLs, you know, Instagram girls, everybody get the BBLs, and then they try to go back and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't.
Uh-uh.
Or they just keep going bigger and bigger, and the booty just get whopsided and just get, you know, crazy and all out of sorts. But here are the Kardashians.
The diaper booty.
You know, every it don't matter what they do to it. Downsize, upsize, they not. They doctors is not messing up.
Uh-uh.
They said, we going to get it right. Uh-huh. She wanted to look like a balloon today. We going to get it right.
Uh-huh. She wants her Marilyn Monroe shape. All right, here you go.
Right. And the booty, I mean, at one point her butt did look like a shitty diaper.
Yes.
But the more money, better doctor.
When those pictures came out, she lost it. She lost her mind and completely got that shit together.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Right.
Those pictures were disastrous.
They were disastrous. Well, they say now the problem is, like, her face photos are so, like, airbrush edited, like, Photoshop everything, that when somebody, you know, like, she might be with somebody and they post just, like, the regular version, she looks like a whole other person. Because she's, you know, like, she's a little bit older now.
Yeah.
And she's not just, like, letting herself show any age in her photos. So then when somebody sees, like, a real photo, it's like, oh, damn.
I mean, it's true. They've been doing that.
Yeah.
You know.
They've been doing that.
But, like, if you posting it yourself, I mean, expect the sea filter.
Yeah. Yeah. Expect the sea
filter. Expect the sea filter. Because that's what they made for. Yeah. That's what they're available for.
They doing. Yeah.
Make you look like a different person.
Have you seen the TikTok filter?
The bold glamour.
Glam.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yes. I was like, oh my God.
Wow. Man. Who is
right?
This?
Who is this bitch?
My God. Yes, and I love it, and I'm here for it. I know some people may have issues with it, say make them look like a man or whatever, but I like it.
I looked good with it.
I was like, wow.
Wow. wow, this is what I could be if I had some money, I think. I would just be like, you know what? I look just like this.
But I used that filter. I looked at what I looked like with it one time, and then I was like, oh, that's enough.
You can't look at this again.
That's enough. You ain't going to be out here making me feel bad about myself.
I think if you had like all the makeup.
Right.
And you would just look like that.
Oh, the airbrush.
With a serious face beat.
Definitely.
You could look like that, basically.
And people was using the teen filter.
Oh.
That teen filter did not make me look like my teenage self.
I didn't look like myself either. I kind of look like my niece, who's like 20 now. But I didn't really look like me. I look kind of like her.
Ashy.
Did you?
I said this filter is not for my people.
It also does something. Just do something weird to your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was like. Why does my mouth look like this?
I did not look like this.
That was the weird part. It's just like everything perfectly smooth or whatever. Okay. But it wasn't really me though.
Yeah. I was like,
it was some young, maybe relative of mine, but it wasn't really me.
People was looking at it and crying. Oh, I'm like, are y'all serious?
White folks. You know.
Are y'all serious right now? This filter just
this is how I used to look. They just like miss that teenage version of themselves.
I don't miss the teenage version of myself.
I don't either, because she was a dummy.
Dumb ass bitch child. I was greener than green.
Honey. Right? You just named any shade of green.
And I was
and
it.
You were emerald, lime,
oh my gosh.
Anything.
I was green AF. I do not want to go back to being a teenager.
Stupid.
It was awful.
Yes.
Just the mindset. Yes, like
everything.
Do you remember what you wanted to name your kids when you was like in high school?
Oh my God. I can't. Let me see. Dang, I cannot even remember. It had to be something ridiculous, right?
Yes.
What was yours? Do you remember?
Do I remember? This is really funny because I wanted to name my child Diamante.
Diamante.
And one of my coworkers in high school actually had a baby in high school, and she named him. I think she named him Diamante.
Did she?
And I was like, "That is so cute." I mean, I knew I wasn't about to have no baby, so, but I was just like, "That is so cute!" Like, oh my God, he is so cute.
Diamante. Diamante. Oh no.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Diamante. Yeah. I always been a fan of like unisex names, so I did name my kids unisex names.
Yeah, I like that. You do have the unisex.
But that was it. I really didn't have no crazy names for my kids. Just ghetto names. Not even ghetto, just I don't know.
Creative. How about that?
Yeah, you know, that was a cute name. We was looking for cute little baby names.
Cute little babies.
Like, these babies wasn't going to grow up.
Right, that's true. Like, they were just a doll or something. And you could just stay little and keep the whatever ridiculous thing you named them. But, yeah, you got to grow up. Yeah. You got to look for a job. You got to
if your name is trending at the time that you are born.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody is going to have a name similar.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you're not going to be like singled out
that's
when
true.
Looking
like
for
my
a
nephew
job.
Kaden, because it wasn't that trending.
Yes. Okay. Kaden, Jaden, Mason.
Yes. They said the joke was that. Have you ever heard the little joke that all the black men, NBA players, and stuff like that? Like they bear through what love it, and then they have Kaden, Jaden, or Aiden.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
It's not just the NBA; it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yes. Kaden, Jaden,
Jaden, Aiden.
You know,
yeah.
And so they're gonna be okay.
Yeah, because it's trending. Because a lot of people.
Royalty.
Oh, Nevaeh.
Oh yeah, and that Nevaeh been having us in the chokehold for a minute now,
mm-hmm.
because that. Was that? No, that was one of my homegirls said she wanted to name her kid that. When we were in high school. Yeah, she's like, because it's heaven spelled backwards.
Yeah. Nevaeh.
Yep. So, you know, and I was like, that is so cute. And it's still a cute name, but just not for my kids.
Nevaeh.
So, I remember my homegirl. And she gonna reach out to me when I say this because I know she gonna hear this.
Uh-oh.
She wanted to name her baby Desasia Q.
What?
I will never forget that name.
Desasia Q.
Desasia Q.
It's like something, a new Dairy Queen.
Mind break. You, when she said this, we had to be like 14 years old.
Oh, y'all were little babies.
So like...
So, it probably was
cool. How do you even spell that?
Desasia.
Desasia Q.
Desasia Q. You're ignorant for that. Your friend could be
what?
Like,
that's right. And only those who know going to know who. But yeah.
Desasia Q.
God was like, we're going to make you wait a little bit. Because I did not put you here to do that. The Zaja Q. Listen. Yeah, man.
Like Desiree and.
Oh something. My goodness! My sister told Asia. Me that I should have named my, I should have named Dylan Destiny.
Really?
I'm like, no.
Like at the time, or
yeah. My mom said name her Sage. Okay. I said, ain't that a spice?
Yeah. It is. Let me see. I do know somebody named Sage, but it's a boy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sage.
I actually like that for a boy. I don't like it for a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't. Everybody name is their name, and I like it for them, just not for me. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
Yeah. But you're right. If it is like the popular name of the time, it's just gonna be.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody's
got
the
name,
so
whatever.
You know, gonna be hiring manager looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Her name gonna be Brianna, Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, yeah, because my one niece is Brianna. That was all the, you know, they had all the Anas at the time, and then Amaya.
Maya's, Naya's.
And that's still.
Jaya's.
That's still trending too. Yes. Kind of like you still see Leah's, a lot of.
Leah's, B's, G's.
Leah's, B's, G's.
We just right there with it.
Uh-huh.
I would love to go to a concert, but like. Like a bougie concert.
Oh.
Like an intimate concert, yes. Where there's not too many people at.
I could get with that. A nice intimate
scene. Yes, cuz I love seeing live shows, but the crowds, I can't.
Yeah, I can understand. I can agree with that. The crowds are just
I cannot do crowds.
Okay, so I don't know have you heard of anybody that went to see Usher in his residency in Vegas?
Nobody I know.
Nobody you know. Mm-mm. I know a couple people that went. And they said it was really nice, and it is. Like, I mean, intimate. I don't know. Now, when they say intimate, I don't know how big of a venue. I mean, I guess it's not obviously like where is Beyonce? Well, FedEx Field.
Yeah.
It's not like that, obviously. But they said it's like intimate. I guess as intimate as a show like that would get. But
I mean, as long as it's enough like space for me to be comfortable, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't be comfortable, if I got to stand up the whole time, if it's somebody breathing on my neck and up my butt, I am not happy.
Your neck and your butt.
And my
damn.
Butt.
I'm not. That means it's wall to wall.
I'm not happy. A fight might break out.
You're like 5 feet tall, so if somebody's breathing up your butt.
Right.
That's a problem.
I can't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, I saw something on TikTok where I guess it was like, 20 years ago, there was this kind of like, I don't know what kind of music you call it, but something white, metal, I don't know, I don't know, something. And it was just like this club in Rhode Island, and it was like small. It made me think of like, remember the like DC clubs and they'd mm-hmm. be in the, it made me think of that, right? So imagine you're in a place like that. There's a stage, there's a band. They had the nerve to have these pyro, it's, I don't know, shot out sparks, and then there was a wall that had like foam. Girl, it caught fire so fast. So fast. And so, and it was packed over capacity.
Oh my God.
So, and a lot of people didn't realize at first that it was like actually a fire. They thought it was still part of the show.
Oh my God.
And then by the time a lot of people realized it, it was like, there was a back way out, but most people didn't know that. So everybody's trying to get to the stairs, like to where they came in.
Oh my goodness.
And
getting trampled.
Yes. They were getting trampled. So many people just literally died, like, right in the, like, stairwell. Just, like, smoke.
See? No.
And I want to tell you, the whole place was, like, engulfed within, like, 2 minutes.
Mm-mm.
I was like, mm-mm. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was so scary.
I don't like that.
It was horrible, yeah. But apparently,
no hole in the wall.
Yes, there were people, like, in windows, and people who got out were, like, trying to pull them out windows. It was horrible. But, you know, like, oh, like, I don't know how many people died, but it was a lot in that mm-mm. fire. And it was crazy. People from the band.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how fast it went up. Because, but no, they said that the people from the band died because instead of just getting out, they try to save their instruments. Instead of just, like, going out the back door. Because they knew the back way because, you know, like,
they came in that way.
Yeah, but they were trying to save their instruments and died. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no thanks. Now that is going to be forever etched in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be going anywhere. No. The last time I went to, like, a little concert and it was, like, in a smash venue, I think I went and I went to see Yo Gotti at the Howard Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Was not happy about standing up the whole time. And it was the first time I had been, like, inside. So I'm like, oh, there's no chairs?
Oh.
Immediately pissed off.
Mm-mm.
Before that, it was, and I don't know if you remember this place, Lotus.
Mm-mm.
The little lounge, Lotus Lounge.
Oh, yeah, Lotus Lounge. A little, it was small, right?
Small.
Yeah.
They had, who, I wanted to say J. Cole. Not J. Cole. Jay Holiday in there.
Oh.
It was packed.
Mm.
Now, you know, it was a long time ago if niggas was going to see Jay Holiday, but
right.
It was packed.
And that's the whole thing, too, is I bet you it's over capacity. I think a lot of times they just keep letting people in.
That place was so small. Mm. Like, no, bring back mega clubs.
Mm, mm,
mm. Well, actually, don't bring back mega clubs because the young people now,
yes.
They wouldn't be able to handle it.
No.
They will close them places down just as fast as they open them up.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm old. For real, I'm over here saying the young people now.
Youngins.
These youngins don't appreciate a good party. Y'all don't know how to have fun. All y'all want to do is twerk. And shoot your guns.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not twerk and shoot your guns.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe. When did this happen? I was watching a video on TikTok when the lady said she went to bed one night with good knees and woke up the next morning and somebody had taken them.
Somebody took her good knees.
And I said,
in her
sleep. Yes.
Oh.
She said about 10 years ago when I started counting, and I said, yeah, that's about right.
Somebody took yours 10 years
10
ago?
10 years ago, I think it was like a crime, like, syndicate. They just went around stealing good knees.
Now, do you think people like, okay, like Megan Stallion, who was just wearing them things out, you think she's going to have horrible knees in a few years, too? Or do you think some people just have, like, good knees in general? Because she got some good knees now, but does she keep abusing them like that?
You know what? I'm going to say them knees going to get tore up. I'm going to say them knees is going to get tore up.
That's what I'm
saying. I don't have no faith in her knees.
Mm-mm-mm.
When she get to my age, them knees going to be torn up.
Well, see, you know what? That's what happened to Prince.
Yeah, they're going to have to turn her mic down when she get low.
So, oh, they gonna think somebody's shooting.
Pop, right. Pop, 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 pop. Okay.
Oh, shit.
They gonna have to load the shit all the way down.
Exactly. Yeah, like Prince, he was diving off stages into a splits. And his damn, he fucked his hips up.
Lord,
that's why he was on those pain pills.
Cause why was you dropping it like that?
Right, he did that for 20 years or whatever. So I'm sure them shits were,
ooh, honey, now
tore up.
Mm. I miss my knees.
What would you be doing if you had them knees now?
Oh, child, swinging from the chandelier.
Oh Lord, well that's why somebody took them from you.
Yeah. Because I know I'll be cutting up. I'll be acting a damn fool with my knees, honey. I'll be scrubbing the ground.
Oh,
scrub the ground. Lord. Listen, this girl made a video on TikTok and tried to, like, show you how to do it. Child. I almost put myself in the emergency room. Trying to do that damn thing. And she made it look so simple. She like, just get down. You're going to turn your knees out like that.
Turn your knees out. That's what
it is. It was my hips. You.
Oh, the hips?
My hips locked, honey. I can't.
And then when you get stuck.
I could not do that. I couldn't move.
You were like, nope.
It was like.
Immediately, no.
She said, squat down and go in a circle and your butt like that would be 2 inches off the floor. I said,
oh, my God. No.
I can't.
No.
I tried, though. Mm-hmm. I'll be trying all the little.
You be trying.
I'll be trying all the little TikTok challenges, the dances.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, you are going to end up in the ER.
I do be trying. I'm trying to prove to my daughter that her mom is cool.
Mm-hmm. Does your daughter, what she do?
She just be rolling her eyes because she's not on that. She's not trying to do no damn TikTok dance. I'm like, hey, you want to do TikTok? She's like, no.
No, she's not interested.
Immediately, no.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
Because that would be, you don't need to get her going on that. She's going to be scrubbing the ground. I'm like,
you're so right.
God.
We don't need her to scrub the ground. You had learned just like everybody else from your dumbass friends.
Oh my God, the knees.
That's how we learned.
The knees,
man,
tore up.
We'll these see. Years took me through some good times. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Those knees took me through some good years. Drop down and get your
eagle on. What
took you from the? To the
back that ass up. Pop, lock, and drop
pop,
it.
Lock, and drop. Oh, yes. It took you through all that.
Stanky leg.
The stanky
shake
leg.
Shake it like a red nose.
It took me through the Tootsie Roll and
okay,
the
butterfly. Doing the butt.
Okay.
Let me tell you, that was my song when I was like 5. Doing the butt. Sexy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That was my jam. Could nobody tell me nothing about Michael Jackson or doing the butt.
You were little.
And I was little. I didn't even know what it was. Doing the butt. Pretty.
I got any bitch with the carbon.